for those of you who you want a relationship, or for those of you who you consistently every day tell yourself you want a girlfriend, most of you do not understand what you are actually signing up for. Now I'm going to tell you this. Most of you, okay, majority of you, if you get into a relationship with a woman, you have to know, you have to learn, and you have to understand that you are probably signing up for a far worse life than if you were single. And I'm going to be explaining why, and I'm going to be showing you step by step the things that actually happen when you commit to a woman in a relationship. Now, this video is so important. Like, I tell you this to save you days, weeks, months, and years of hardship and suffering. These were hard lessons that I had to learn over a 10-year period, over a 10-year span of dating women. These are the things that actually happen when and if you commit to a woman in a relationship. This video is so important. I have notes. I have a lot of notes. I'm going to be going through each of these one by one, and I'm not going to be holding anything back, which means I'm going to be giving you the cold hard truth that you actually need to learn, understand, digest, and take in, so that way you are not left empty-handed like 99% of majority of all of the other men out there. So these are the things that actually happen when you commit to a woman. Now, what is the prerequisite to this? The very first prerequisite to majority of all my videos is a change in belief. Now, the belief change that I would invite you to be open to, the belief change that I would invite you to be open to actually thinking about, you, my friend, do not actually want a girlfriend. You, my friend, do not actually want a relationship. Well, you might be sitting there thinking, well, Casey, if I don't want that, then what do I want? This is beautifully written. You don't actually want a girlfriend. You just want to be the only guy that she's sleeping with, okay? Or you want her to only sleep with you. That's what you actually want deep down. You don't want a relationship. You don't want a girlfriend, right? You want her to only sleep with just you. That's what you actually want deep down. So the very first thing that we have to address and we have to understand is majority of men are liars. You say you want this and you say you want that, but if you look at all the things that come with a relationship, you're signing up for a lot of time, a lot of headache, and a lot of suffering that you probably could be spending doing other things. I'm going to show you why. So number one, okay, the first thing you have to realize and the first thing you have to understand if you get into a relationship is you as a man are going to be putting in more effort because there is now an expectation of things that you are supposed to do. Say that with me one more time. You as a man, you are going to be putting in more effort because there is now an expectation of things that you're supposed to be doing because now you're a boyfriend, because now you're in a relationship, because now you're a husband. So just be aware of this. If you decide to get into a relationship and sign up for this, this is what you're expected to do, okay? If you look at the things that you're expected to do, if that girl you're dating has a work event, now you're expected to show up, right? That second cousin or that second uncle, that uncle's birthday party that you don't care about, her Uncle John, her Uncle Jeff, that all of a sudden there's the family get together meeting and you got to spend all weekend at some random city in wherever, and you don't give a crap about any of that and you don't want to go deal with that. You don't want to do any of that. You don't want to spend money for the travel. You don't want to spend money for the gas that it costs to get there. You don't want to spend money for the hotel. Well, congratulations, because now that birthday party that you have no desire to go to, that's your expectation. And that's what you're signing up for. All right, look at the other things. Parents are in town. You are going to have to be blocking out majority of your time and majority of your day to be doing these things. So just keep that in mind. You are now expected to meet her friends. You're going to be expected to meet her parents. You're going to be expected to actually do things that makes you guys a couple. So that's the first thing. You have to know that you're probably going to have to put in more effort, and that effort could be spent elsewhere. And by the end of this video, I'm going to show you where that effort could be spent and what you could be doing while still getting the same return on your investment. So number two, what you're going to notice is that when you get into a relationship, she slowly starts to desire you less and less and less sexually. Okay? When you guys first met, you guys were sleeping together all the time. When you guys first met, there was high amounts of genuine desire. When you guys first met, everything was just smooth as could be. And now what happens? Well, now you've committed. Now you're in a relationship. So what happens psychologically in that woman's brain? Psychologically, here's what happens. There is no longer that what if factor. What if he's out with the boys tonight? What if he's out on vacation? What if he's got a different woman coming over to his house Saturday night? He didn't ask me to see him this Friday. What if he's out doing something else? That what if factor creates competition. Whether that competition is there or not, you're going to get better behavior out of the woman that you're dating because she wants to win you over and she wants to earn you. So that's the first. And secondly, with that, there's no longer any more jealousy. There's no jealousy. She doesn't have to be jealous of where you're at or what you're doing. She knows that she has you. What you have to remember with women is oftentimes the guy that they desire most is the guy that they are not with, not the guy that they are with. So what you have to know if you enter into a relationship is you are going to have to make sure that you are in the right element. You're going to have to make sure you're in your frame, and you're going to have to make sure that you're leading that relationship properly, because this, for majority of men, is a slow burn until there is no more connection, no more genuine desire, and then the whole relationship fails miserably. So that's number two. She slowly desires you less and less sexually. Number three, okay, the third thing you're going to notice if you enter into a relationship is her behavior gradually gets worse. Because you've committed, she will slowly start to respect you less. Because you've committed, she slowly starts to desire you less, and now she's going to test you more. So here's what you can expect if you actually decide to get into a relationship with a woman. The first thing you're going to have to deal with is her mood swings. Okay, when you guys first met, she was always on great behavior to see you and happy to see you because she didn't get to see you often. Now you're accessible. Now your time is more readily available. Now she looks at you as a lower value man than the guy that she had at first. So first and foremost, you're going to have to deal with her mood swings. Those mood swings, now what it leads to is arguments. And guess what happens? Now those arguments lead to her from periods of time being distant. Why would she be distant if she's with you? Because she wants to do it just to mess with you. She wants to see how your reaction is going to be. So you have to remember, when a woman is with a man, the whole thing that she's thinking subconsciously in her head that hypergamy is optimizing for is the strongest fit, is the strongest bet for her survival. So 24/7, now here's what you're signing up for, is her testing you. She's doing all of this. She's going to be having mood swings, arguments, and her being distant from time to time, all just to test you. Because every day when she wakes up, part of her brain, part of her mind is sitting there going, is he weak yet? Is he weak yet? Is he emotionally attached yet? Is he weak for me yet? Oh, not weak for me yet. Better try harder. Oh, not weak for me yet. Better try harder again. Better test him more. When you get into a relationship, you're signing up for more tests. You're signing up for more mood swings. You're signing up for more arguments, all just to hopefully maintain desire. And by the end of this, I'm going to show you why that's not the right way to do it. Number four, what you're signing up for, if you actually get into a relationship, number four, is you're signing up for you putting in 5 times the work while getting 1/5 of the effort and sexual desire on her end that she once had for you. So majority of men, your logical brain takes over and you think, hey, if I get into this relationship, that means I'm showing her that I'm there for her. If I get into this relationship, that's going to prove to her that I'm her companion. She's going to naturally respect that. Your logical brain tells you she's going to naturally look at that as a sign of strength, and she's going to reciprocate that interest that I'm giving her. And what you're going to find out 9 times out of 10 is that couldn't be further from the truth. You start putting in 5x the work, 5 times the work, and now you're getting 1/5 of the effort and desire on her end. She slowly starts to decrease that desire, because here's what you got to realize with women, right? Your certainty and her desire has an inverse relationship. The higher the certainty level that you give, okay, the higher your certainty level rises, where she knows that you're certain about her and that you like her, the more certainty you show, the lower her desire. The less certainty you show, the higher her desire. Certainty and desire has an inverse relationship. If you decide to get into a relationship, this is what you're going to see. You're going to see you putting in 5 times the work while getting 1/5 of the effort and 1/5 of the desire on her end that she once held for you. So, number five, and this is the biggest, this is the most painful, and this is the coldest truth of all of them. You will notice that when you get into a relationship, she starts to mistake your commitment and your kindness and your care for weakness. And you're going to be sitting there going, well, why is she doing this? Why is she pulling away from me? Why is she starting arguments? She can't help it. The way that the nature of how all of this is operated, right? The nature of the dynamic back and forth When a woman senses heavy amounts of emotional investment and commitment from a man, you're going to see that she slowly mistakes that for weakness. That kindness and that care that you once held for her, she slowly starts to look at you in disgust. And I can't control this. This is just the things that I've noticed over the past 10 years of getting into relationships, having long-term relationships with women, short-term relationships with women. So here's what I can tell you, okay? None of this, okay, here's the reflection on what you have to realize, because if you remember my prerequisite point that I made, you don't actually want a girlfriend, you just want her to only desire to sleep with you. That's typically what men want, right? What you're going to see from that companion that you admired so much, none of this, and I mean none of this, you had to put up with while you were single. None of it. Because here's what you're going to realize, even when you're single, the first thing is that they will still sleep with you. Even if you're single, even if you're not dating them, they will still sleep with you. And then what you're going to notice is they'll still check in on you to see how you're doing. If they really want to win you over, even though you're single, they're still going to text you good morning. They're still going to send you a kiss emoji. They're going to see how you're doing. They're going to want to come see you. Not only that, they still desire you. All while you still get to enjoy all of the benefits without putting in any of the effort, emphasis, and work that you once had to. So here's kind of my conclusion with this. And you can have your own beliefs on the world, and I advise you to have your own beliefs on the world, because you got to see the world through your own lens too, right? I'm just giving you the things that I have noticed over the years after dating. And this is what I've noticed after my own 10-year journey of being with, you know, being inside my own dating life. The guy that she can't get is always hotter and more attractive to her than the guy that she can get. They oftentimes want what they can have, and you have to understand that value, especially in the dating market and in the dating game, is oftentimes only signaled with a discrepancy in market value, and that discrepancy is only shown based off how hard you are to actually obtain. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.